All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, in a bit of a shock yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts decided to fire general manager Ryan Grigson. Now, in 5 years as a Colts general manager, Grigson was able to help Indianapolis reach the postseason on three occasions, which included them reaching the AFC Championship game in 2014. Now, in each of Grigson's first 3 years at the helm in Indy, the Colts went 11-5 and made the playoffs. But the last two seasons saw the Colts go 8-8, and in each season, they failed to make the postseason. And I think the biggest thing that hurt Grigson in his time with the Indianapolis Colts was the fact that he was unable to put enough talent around quarterback Andrew Luck. Luck was the first overall pick of the 2012 NFL draft by the Colts out of Stanford. He had a solid rookie campaign. He threw 23 touchdown passes and 18 interceptions, but he did pass for more than 4,000 yards. In 2014, he threw 40 touchdown passes, which led the league. But we have not seen the same Andrew Luck over the past few seasons as he's dealt with injuries. And again, this is not a good Colts team around him. And it did not help Grigson during the 2016 season, where he said part of the reason for the fact that the Colts don't have a better team around Luck is the contract that he got. And he was referencing to the contract extension that Andrew Luck had recently received. And the bottom line was this: it was Ryan Grigson who gave Andrew Luck that contract extension, number one. Number two, nobody forced him to do it. Number three, regardless of what money and what salary that Andrew Luck is commanding, that does not stop you from the general manager from drafting. And if you look at this team, there aren't that many Pro Bowl caliber players on either side of the ball around Andrew Luck. Now, yes, not to take anything away from wide receiver T.Y. Hilton, who had over 1,400 yards receiving this year, but to me, he's more of a product of playing with Andrew Luck. The Colts this season relied on an older running back in Frank Gore to get the job done. The Colts have not addressed that position. They have not addressed the offensive line position. You also look at the fact that this is a team that lacks playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. And to give you an idea of how bad it is, we saw a few years ago where the Colts used a first-round pick on defensive end Bjorn Werner, who was no longer with the team. Number one, Werner was an All-American at Florida State as a 4-3 down defensive end. The Colts brought this guy in to be an outside linebacker in the 3-4 system, and it never worked. Why are you trying to put somebody into a position that they are not comfortable in, and why are you trying to put somebody into a position that they have never played in before and expect it to work? On top of that, you hear reports about Grigson being very arrogant within the Colts organization, and the bottom line is you got to treat guys as men, whether it's the coaches or whether it's the players. The bottom line is they have to be treated as men. But to give you an idea of how bad things are for this Colts franchise, in my opinion, this is the same Colts franchise. Granted, it was a different general manager in Bill Polian that did not do a good job as far as drafting in the latter years of Peyton Manning. And we saw how much Peyton Manning had to mask as far as what this team could not do when he was on the field. And this is the same situation now with Andrew Luck. And the bottom line is Grigson got fired, but this falls into the lap of the owner, Jim Irsay. Now, the Colts will go forward looking for a new general manager, and a guy who's in a very tough position is Colts head coach Chuck Pagano. Why? Because whoever is going to be the general manager next season is a guy that he was not hired by, as he was hired by Grigson. So now you have a guy in Pagano who has been on a hot seat for the past few years, and now that hot seat could get hotter for him heading into the 2017 NFL season. But the bottom line, this is a Colts team that needs to get back to the drawing board and find a way to put Andrew Luck in the best possible position to win. How do you do that? You solidify the offensive line in front of him. You bring in a running game. You get more playmakers at the receiver position aside from T.Y. Hilton. And when you're on defense, you have to find guys that can make plays and get the ball back to Luck in situations where he can where he is able to succeed. Plain and simple. You look at the Indianapolis Colts this season, they finished 8-8. And if you watched any of their games, that is exactly what they were, because they were a team that you could never get a beat on. One week they were up, another week they were down. It was good enough for them to contend in the AFC South. And of course, we saw them get out of the AFC South in Luck's first three seasons. But the bottom line is once you get to the postseason, it's a different animal, because you have to face the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Denver Broncos of the world consistently if you expect to make the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Granted, don't get me wrong, the Colts under Luck were able to beat the Chiefs and the Broncos in the postseason, but the bottom line is you still have those teams such as the Patriots and the Steelers lurking should you get by. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jim Irsay does, but he has to find a way to make things work. But I mean, to me, this Colts franchise is just a microcosm of him. He's a guy that you don't know what you're going to get. One day he's up, one day he's down, and I think that is a reflection on his football team right now. I don't know why Andrew Luck signed that extension to stay with the Colts. If I was him, I would have been trying to get out of town and get to a more quality organization that is going to give him an opportunity to win. But he got his extension, and I mean, it's up to the Colts right now to build around Luck. The talent of Andrew Luck is there, make no mistake about it. But everybody within that organization needs to be on the same page, and that has not been the case for the last few years. And I think it was the right move by Irsay. I'm surprised he took this long after the Colts season finished, but the bottom line is he got the move done. Grixon was not a guy who was putting talent around Luck, and that is the biggest thing. It was very tough for Grixon to mess up the draft as far as picking Andrew Luck, because he was a first overall pick. But the bottom line is, ever since then, it has been completely a disaster as far as watching the Indianapolis Colts on draft day, and that definitely has to improve going forward. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from today in Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.